As we look at the 2012 election in the rearview mirror, the nation's attention now turns to the impact of the re-election of President Obama and the partisan leadership in the Congress. Last week, Americans kept in place a Democratic majority in the Senate, as well as a Republican majority in the House of Representatives. Essentially the same partisan national leadership structure that existed prior to the election. What will the election mean to our health care? Well, it creates both certainty and uncertainty. It seems certain that federal health care reform, the Affordable Care Act, will be implemented largely as promised. The so-called Obamacare has now survived both a significant legal challenge as well as a serious political challenge. The U.S. Supreme Court's ruling that the law is constitutional and the re-election of the president mean that the federal law will go into effect. Most of the really big changes, including the health insurance exchange and tax credits to help people buy coverage, won't come into play until 2014. Still, the provisions going into effect in 2013, along with those that have already been introduced, can affect many changes consumers might want to make in their health coverage. For example, the health care law requires plans to provide easy-to-understand health insurance information this year. The summary is meant to be a simple, easy-to-read description of how a plan works, what it covers and doesn't cover. There's no fine print allowed. Every health plan must have one in 2013, allowing consumers to compare different plans side by side. These changes and others, coupled with the reforms already in effect, will continue. And the states have to begin to build their healthcare marketplaces, known as the health exchanges, places where consumers can buy their health insurance if they can't get it at work or through government programs like Medicare. But there will be uncertainty as well. The nation is heading for a so-called fiscal cliff. The fiscal cliff is the combination of expiring tax cuts and mandated $1.2 trillion, with a T, in cuts over 10 years in federal spending. Half of those cuts are in discretionary domestic spending and half from the military. In addition, tax cuts, largely enacted during the Bush years, but also including some passed during the Obama administration, are set to expire, resulting, unless changes are made, in across-the-board tax hikes for all Americans. Putting aside for the moment the issue of whether the reduction in the national debt is worth the trade-off of an economic contraction that would likely result from falling off the fiscal cliff, the deep cuts in the nation's domestic spending would have a profound effect on the healthcare system. The automatic cuts total about $110 billion for next year, $55 million from defense, and the rest from non-defense spending. The public should know the impact of these cuts. According to a September 2012 report issued by the White House, important programs are on the chopping block, and here's two examples. Investment in cancer research. With these domestic programs facing unprecedented cuts, lawmakers may consider cuts to funding for cancer research and prevention programs at the National Institutes of Health, the National Cancer Institute, and the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. The National Institutes of Health, which spends more than 80% of its research dollars in communities nationwide, is facing an estimated $2.5 billion cut in 2013. Cancer research alone could be cut by $400 million or more. The second example, programs to prevent disease. Women's access to breast and cervical cancer screening would also be hindered if mandatory budget cuts go into effect. For example, the CDC would take an 8.2% cut on January 1st. If the National Breast and Cervical Cancer Early Detection Program took a comparable cut, which is reasonable, nearly 50,000 fewer low-income, uninsured and underinsured women would be screened for cancer next year. Nearly 50,000 fewer. The certainty of health care reform will speed up as the implementation date of January 1, 2014 moves forward. The uncertainty of the fiscal cliff will resolve itself soon. The certainty of how that plays out will be clear by early 2013. That's all for now. Be keeping an eye on the Capitol and talk to you again next week.